Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
For we are not a nation that says, don't ask, don't tell. We are a nation that says, out of many, we are one. We are a nation that welcomes the service of every patriot.
Former President Barack Obama ended the unpopular compromise that had allowed gay people to silently serve in the military. Now the Pentagon is reaching out to the 33,000 vets who may have been denied honorable discharges under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. For the second time this week, a handful of House conservatives are blocking the normally bipartisan vote to advance defense funding. That makes an end-of-the-month government shutdown more likely, which is a problem for Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
This is a whole new concept of individuals that just want to burn the whole place down. It doesn't work.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with lawmakers yesterday. Chairman of House Foreign Affairs Michael McCaul of Texas says Congress will provide more military aid to Ukraine, despite pushback from other Republicans and what he describes as slack work by the White House.
We need a plan for victory from this administration. We need accountability, and we need the weapons in yesterday.
The administration is asking for an additional $24 billion. Rupert Murdoch, the man behind the troubled Fox News network, says he's stepping down, turning his media empire over to his eldest son. Fox is credited with boosting former President Donald Trump, but has since been sued over election disinformation. Hollywood studios and striking screenwriters are reportedly near an agreement. That could end the five-month work stoppage, which has helped halt most film and television productions, although a related actor strike remains unresolved. The strike by auto workers is growing. So far, only select locals in Michigan, Missouri, and Ohio have walked off the job, but UAW President Sean Fain says more will stop work at noon today if the big three automakers don't make a substantially better offer.
We're going to keep hitting the company where we need to, when we need to. And we're not going to keep waiting around forever while they drag this out.
Trump says he plans to skip the second GOP debate to meet with auto workers, but Fain says they're fighting an economy that enriches people like Trump at the expense of workers. The White House is announcing the first-ever federal office of gun violence prevention. Democratic Representative Maxwell Frost of Florida says it will help lawmakers craft bills to save lives.
Because gun violence is a daily event in this country, we have to work on this issue every single day and establish it as a federal daily priority.
This fulfills a key demand gun safety activists are making to President Joe Biden ahead of next year's election. And census data shows the number of Americans going hungry has nearly doubled since 2021. Advocates blame Congress's failure to renew pandemic-era food policies, while inflation is only now falling from its 40-year high. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.